Sure. Well, you know, we're looking at the world all the time from our own set of experiences, and I think that the real key is about learning how to step into other experiences. Mm. You know, obviously, if what you want to do is be proficient with altered states, you ought to have some ability to alter your own state in the sense of what does it mean? For some people, it's even a foreign. They can't even imagine what I'm talking about when I say to them, "What if you just were to leave yourself out of the equation for a minute?" You know, and step into the body and being of that other person that you're talking with and figure out what that must be like to be there. Deep trance identification is the best way that I know how to learn about hypnosis. And you can do deep trance identification with everybody, with anybody, whether it's your client, who whatever it is that they're doing, whatever it is that they're presenting to you, has some meaning. And if you can get inside of it and experience, you might be able to get a glimpse of that in a way that wouldn't have been available to you if it was conversation. Can you imagine somebody describing music to you without playing it? Or, you know, so you're like, you've got a concept about what music must be, but no experience, or dancing, or, you know, or any number of these kind of connecting experiences. I think that literally a great exercise for people would be on a regular basis. Think about three or four people in your life and just give yourself permission for a moment here and there to suspend yourself and to step out of it and get a sense of that. You know, my mother used to teach me that, you know, you should walk a mile in somebody else's moccasins. I don't really know too many people that wear moccasins, but the concept was a good one, you know. It really is where all the learning is, and the real challenge is how to leave yourself out of it. So in hypnosis, my idea is to literally share that reality with my client, and then figure out from inside of that what has to happen from in here in order for this to change.
Meeting them their map of the world.
Oh yeah,
yeah, big time. And so, what can someone who's listening to this do to say, okay, so I need to practice getting into other people's reality? How do I do that?